Lesson 6F. Free at last? Have you ever seen travel programs on TV about teenagers on holiday without parents? They're always having a wild and exciting time. But is it really like that? We asked three writers to tell us their personal experiences. A. Hilary Brand, co-founder of a travel guide company.
When I was 15, I went to stay with my pen friend in North Germany. It was my first trip abroad, and the first without my parents, and I hated every minute of it. The worst moment was probably the time when I was alone in the house and somebody rang the doorbell. They rang it again and again, but I ignored it. Then I saw the visitor walking around the house looking through the windows. Frightened, I hid under the dining room table. That afternoon, Christina's mother came home from work and said, "I needed to pick up some papers from the house today and I didn't have my key. I rang the bell, but you didn't hear me." "Oh, I was in my room, I expect," I said. "Sorry." My face went red because she knew I was lying. I'm certain she saw me under the table.
B. Kevin Rushby, writer.
At 16, I hitchhiked down to Cornwall in the southwest of England with a friend. We spent the holiday walking along the coastal path with a tent and a backpack, staying at campsites on the way. The weather was fantastic and the sea was beautiful. We had almost no money and lived on sandwiches and tea. One of the first things I learnt was this: a fire and a mug of tea can make the world seem perfect. The second thing, spending more money does not mean having more fun. What really mattered was talking to people. I had to do lots of chatting, negotiating, discussing and questioning. Strangers could be very helpful and interesting, I discovered. They could also be dangerous, boring, and stupid. It was up to me to judge them and decide. And that skill has been useful to me many times since then. I wrote it all down, but I've lost the notebook now, unfortunately.
C. Terry Alderton, comedian.
My friends and I were 19 and on holiday in the coolest place in the world, Ibiza. On the first day, I fell asleep on the beach, with no sun cream. My friends knew I was getting sunburned, but they didn't wake me up because they thought it was funny. When I woke up, I felt a little sore. Then I took off my sunglasses, and my friends all fell on the floor, laughing. I had two clear white rings around my eyes. That night, we all went out dancing. And, of course, I had to keep wearing the same sunglasses because of my sunburn. I wasn't enjoying myself, so I left before my friends. For some reason, I didn't want to wait for a bus back to our hotel, so I walked 7 kilometres along busy roads. When I finally arrived, my friends were already there, sitting around the pool. I've never understood how they got there so quickly.